okay. Well, you see, the jazz had gotten to the point where guys, where the composers, say like Gigi and Benny and Quincy and Gil Evans and George Russell, were writing things that were more and more difficult. The harmonic form was difficult to deal with. You know, we got to the point where you just couldn't jump up on the bandstand and play one tune based on I Got Rhythm, then the next tune based on the blues, and then back to I Got Rhythm, then back to the blues, then Honeysuckle Rose, you know, a little simple song like that. They were writing tunes that you really had to know what was going on if you're going to play Stablemates, things like that. You know, you just couldn't jump up there and, you know, it used to be the thing. I used to be the thing going on where somebody said, what are we going to play? Oh, we're going to play such and such a tune. Well, I don't know that. Well, you'll hear it. You won't hear Stablemates. You have to know it. Okay? It had gone a little too far where people were feeling constricted by the harmonic form. So Ornette came along, and he never could deal with it, so he just went into another neighborhood, said, heck with that. You know, wrote a line, had a good rhythm section. So they would play the line, and then time comes for the solos, they play whatever they wanted to play. You know? So a lot of people felt, well, this is the answer to our prayers.